Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we've been having an ongoing conversation this week about poverty, the middle class, and unemployment, and we're expecting unemployment numbers this morning. We might want to talk about a specific group of the unemployed. It's something President Obama mentioned during his State of the Union address last week, war veterans.
With the bipartisan support of this Congress, we're providing new tax credits to companies that hire vets. Michelle and Jill Biden have worked with American businesses to secure a pledge of 135,000 jobs for veterans and their families. And tonight I'm proposing a Veterans Jobs Corps that will help our communities hire veterans as cops and firefighters so that America is as strong as those who defend her.
Well, later today, the president unveils a new jobs initiative that is specifically geared towards veterans, and it could actually put 20,000 veterans to work or so. It's expected to include hundreds of million dollars in grant money to show a preference of hiring post-9/11 veterans for new law enforcement and firefighting positions. It's one of many tax credits that would go to companies that hire vets, because in a time of high unemployment, 8.5% is the latest figure from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That figure for veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, between 11 and 13%. And that's for everybody, all vets, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and reservists and National Guard. But if you take a look at just that last group, the National Guard, the number goes much higher. Here to help us explain or understand why that is, Ted DeWalt is the president of Vet Jobs, which is dedicated to helping active duty veterans, reservists, and National Guardsmen find jobs. So, Ted, why is the unemployment number so high for those who are in the National Guard?
Well, the biggest part of that problem goes back to 2007 when DOD changed the call-up policy and they started calling up members of the National Guard and Reserve for up to 12 to 24 months. Private employers didn't mind people leaving for 30 days or maybe even 60 days, but they can't run a business with their employees being taken away for a year. Think about yourself as a host of a radio show. If you disappeared for a year and then came back, it'd be like you were a boot reporter all over again. And we saw this happen in when the unemployment policy went into effect in January 2007. The unemployment rate for the young veterans from 2006, which was 10.4%, jumped from 10.4 to 22.3. And that was basically private employers saying, we're not going to support calling away our employees for a year. Then last year, the unemployment rate got as high in November when it was 37.9% for the 18 to 20-year-old veterans. There were 95,000 people in that group. Now, DOD didn't lay off 95,000 people. The only way that you can come up with a number that large is to include the National Guard and the Reserve. And then the National Guard also gets hit more than the Reserve, because when they come back from 12 months over in Afghanistan, Iraq, fighting the wars, and then if you have an emergency in your state, like here in Georgia, our guard's been called up six times in 10 years. Six times in 10 years. They came back last August, and then we had all this flooding down in Macon and Columbus in October. Well, the governor called up two National Guard companies to help with the flooding. One of them was one of the companies that had just come back from Afghanistan. Of course, their employers went berserk. People were getting fired. A lot of USARA complaints and everything else. What we're doing, and this is what disturbs me greatly, is we're sending these people over to fight for us in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then bring them back and treating them like third-class citizens, making it very difficult for them to get jobs. And you got to understand, an employer has a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders. They are charged with trying to run an efficient operation. You can't do that with your employees being taken away for 12, 18, 24 months at a time.
And Ted DeWalt is a president of Vet Jobs. Also with us, Captain Matt Freeberg, a vet looking for a job. He's a member of the California National Guard and a veteran of the Iraq War. Matt, have you seen what Ted is talking about yourself?
Yes, I have. I myself am looking for work, basically. I just got home from Iraq about two months ago, and looking for work. I'm working as an independent contractor, as an actor, and besides that, the Army has set me up with a lot of training and preparation that will basically prepare me for the civilian side. As an aviation safety officer, I can go work for FAA, OSHA. I'm focusing on finding work as a safety officer for the film studios out here in California, because part of my work history is focused on the entertainment world as an actor. So I've got experience in both safety and also the acting world.
But the acting world is relatively transitory. Is it difficult to find work there, even because of the prospect that you might be called up for a year?
Yeah, I think some of those film productions are a little hesitant towards bringing me on more permanently due to the fact that I may have to leave a set at any time to go fight wildfires or other state emergencies, because I also work as for the National Guard. I fly helicopters for them, so I could get called out to fight wildfires at any time.
All right, and that is Captain Matt Freeberg, member of the California National Guard, veteran of the Iraq War. So, Ted DeWalt, the plan that the president expected to announce today, will that help solve this problem?
I haven't seen all the aspects of the plan. It'll help with some. This problem is so large and so vast in terms of the number of people and the area covering the states that there's going to be a lot of things needed to be done. There's a hearing of the House Veteran Affairs Committee yesterday where I testified and I presented 11 proposals and ideas that would help. None of those were the ones the president's talking about. The tax credits are good ideas, although that's more of a political feel-good thing, and tax credits work more for jobs under $30,000, not for the types of jobs most of our veterans are looking for. But and of course, private industry 2 years ago said that they were going to try and hire over 100,000. That's been moved up to 200,000 and 300,000, and they're doing a good job of it.
Ted DeWalt is the president of Vet Jobs, and Captain Matt Freeberg, member of the California National Guard and veteran of the Iraq War. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.